This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Often, due to ignorance of the correct etiquette of Islam or the correct knowledge, we inadvertently drive people away from this deen. I cannot forget the incident of an American revert who mentioned to me personally that after accepting the fold of Islam, he came to the local masjid and he had long hair. And a brother in the masjid made a remark and said, "What kind of a Muslim are you?" And sometimes we make these remarks and we drive people away, or we give them nasty glances and we make them uncomfortable. And he said, "I went home and I asked myself, is this the religion I have accepted? And I was so tempted to leave Islam, but Allah protected me." And then I shaved my hair so that I could go to the regular masjid, the local masjid. And later in the years, I studied Islam only to discover that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had long hair. Subhanallah. Now we know Islam impresses upon us that we must draw help from Allah. But does that mean we cannot take help or assistance from any human? No, not at all. We learn in the etiquettes of the Quran and the journey of Musa and Khadir alayhima min Allahi as-salatu wa taslim dalla ala jawazi ittikhadhi al-khadim fi as-safar walau ila man yastafidu minhu. It is permissible in journey to take a servant with you, even if that servant is your student. And how fortunate is that student who travels with his teacher, drawing from his wisdom and serving him. The hadith is in Bukhari in Kitab al-Tafsir. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says, "Makathtu sanatan uridu an as'al Umar." A year long pass, 1 year pass, I wanted to ask Umar radiyallahu anhu a question regarding two women that Allah had impressed upon them to make tawbah regarding a certain matter, which is of course referenced in the Quran in chapter 66, Surah al-Tahrim, verse 4, in tatuba ilallah. And when we were traveling, I was serving Umar, and it was the journey of Hajj. And Umar stepped aside to make wudu, and then I poured the water, and I seized the moment. And I said, "Umar, who have been referred to in these two, in this verse of chapter 66, verse 4? And he said, "Tilka Aisha wa Hafsa." This refers to Aisha radiallahu anha and Hafsa radiallahu anha. Subhanallah. How wholesome, how beautiful, how practical Islam is. May Allah make us amongst those fortunate students who can become servants to our teachers, drawing from their wisdom and serving them at the same time. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.